Hey, this is Aaron Berry, and you're listening to Ainsley Dennis here on Alive 90.5 FM.
We've got the lovely Juliana Temple on the line. Good morning, Juliana.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. I just want to give the listeners a quick intro to you, if you don't mind. So Juliana is an award-winning singer-songwriter from Sydney's inner west with a strong musical lineage. Both parents played in bands, her father as a founding member of the Hummingbirds. The talented 19-year-old began playing and writing at a young age, heavily influenced by The Lord and Taylor Swift. Her awards include Cool Schools, Best Singer, Songwriter, and Best Indie Track. Her songs are personal reflections of breakups, love, and loss that cut deep. Don't Pick Up, Demo Version, is the first taste of the powerful and poetic pop. Awesome. So what is Don't Pick Up all about, Juliana?
Don't Pick Up, I wrote that, I think I wrote it back in like May or June last year. And I kind of used the song as like a way to get through something I had been through, which wasn't a great experience, but the song like kind of empowered me. And I think the lyrics are quite empowering, and they're kind of like, kind of talking about moving on from, you know, something bad someone's done. And I think in turn, the song helped me move through that and kind of get to the place I'm talking about in the song. Yeah.
Wow. And so this is a personal reflection when you say don't pick up, in terms of just, is it friends, relationships, or when people are calling you, or?
For me, it was, I mean, it can be about anything for anyone, but for me, it was about like a friendship, a relationship that I went through. But yeah, the song, like, Don't Pick Up, I titled it that because I thought it was like a good kind of summary of what the song's about. It's like, don't pick up, like, I'm not there anymore. I don't want kind of your apology. Like, I'm,
Now, that's really, really touching and definitely deep as well. Now, if I had to describe your style of music and genre, how would you describe your music?
I'd say probably pop is a good one. That's quite broad though. I've recently had the genre called bedroom pop. I don't know if that's a real thing, but all the artists that are like listed in it, I'm like, yes. And I like my music being in that genre because I always write in my bedroom. And like, but I guess it's like, it's pop, but it's got like singer-songwriter kind of feel to it, but it's still kind of, it's definitely not like indie acoustic pop. So I don't know. I'd say,
No, great. Now, what, you're still very young and the world's your oyster. What words do you have? What words do you have for young listeners wanting to pursue a career in music?
I'd say, I mean, I'm still so young myself. But so far, I'd say just keep going. Like, there's nothing that you can't, like, push through to, like, get where you want to go, I guess, in the music industry. And it's all about, like, having faith in yourself. So not doubting yourself too much. So I'd say, yeah, just keep going.
Yeah. And what's next on your bucket list?
Hopefully just... Oh, I don't know what's next. Lots of, I've got a lot of writing that I've been doing. So hopefully just working with lots of people and continuing to find my sound and hopefully putting out more things soon.
Excellent. Great. Well, I'm going to be playing the listeners Don't Pick Up by Juliana by yourself, Juliana Temple. Really, thank you so much for joining us here at Alive 90.5. For everyone out there, there will be a podcast available as well within the next 48 to 60 hours on Alive 90.5's website, and you can find it under the Positive Energy Show. I will also be sharing it on all the social media platforms as well. So that will be available as well. Excellent. Well, this is Don't Pick Up by Juliana Temple. Thank you so much, Juliana.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And as soon as you write another song, let us know, and love to have you back again.
I will.
Thanks. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
It's easy, so you stay, but I think it's time you go. I don't recall anything that made you feel at home. I see you in the worst light, even in the daytime. Nothing could ever change, now I've made my mind up. So I don't pick up the phone, you never call me, tell me sorry. And I don't answer the door, I'll never come back, you should have known that. And I don't know myself, not very well, always knew that you could tell, so I won't let. Nothing in your words could ever really hurt. You tried to dig it deep, but the enemy was not ever me. I know that it hurts, but you did so much worse.